This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, Potsy, how are you?
Great, Lawrence. How you guys doing?
Does he know I'm here, or does he think he's on just with you? Because I don't think he's going to be happy to see me.
Potsy, Jason Leisure is here. Did you know that?
Who?
That's the perfect answer.
He's the best, Jason, man.
How you doing?
He's the best. I have always loved Potsy, and it has always not been mutual.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I'm
a big fan.
I'm a big fan, too, of both of you guys. So it's good to have you both here on the airways with me today. So I know that you visited with the Score, and the Midday Show has had you on a couple of times. I'm curious, like, what are you doing with your time? And if you don't mind, like, was it rough for you to say, yeah, it's time for me to walk away. I'll take this buyout and go do my thing.
Yeah, it was very rough. I really wasn't, you know, thrilled about doing it, to tell you the truth. But I couldn't take the chance, I guess, of like getting cut. So yeah, it was very difficult, especially frankly, because of the timing. I mean, the Bears have a chance to be good. I've covered so many bad teams. Man, I can't wait to cover. I was dying to cover a good team, and now they might be good. So that's going to be really painful if this works out. It might not, but it, you know, looks pretty good. But yeah, that's going to be. So that was very tough. So yeah, I'm spending my time kind of. I'm writing a lot. I'm kind of trying to stay in the game as much as I can because I feel like I still have a lot, like I said, a lot of gas in the tank, a lot to offer. And so I'm writing on my website, markpotash.net. And the good thing is I write whenever I want, whatever I want. The only downside is I'm no longer getting paid for it. So, it's not the worst deal at 66, so I'm not complaining. But I have to admit, I would like to be at least some part of the Bears coverage. And stay close to it, stay kind of tethered to it at least as much as I can heading into football. So I'm kind of getting juiced a little bit, just kind of by nature.
Potsy, when training camp starts next week, who in the media bullpen will you most miss seeing every day? I know who it's not, but who will you miss the most in the media room?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody in particular I won't miss. I think I'll just miss the group being a part of it. I think it's a big part of the fun of covering it, especially nowadays. And frankly, it's just not as competitive as it used to be with the media landscape as it is. And we've kind of almost worked together, I guess, and against each other. And so I've been closer with just the group in general. But I will say this, Jason, I can't really pick. I don't really want to pick out one person, but just I like the younger guys. I think I've used them a lot for just background and stuff, and the people that I grew up with in the business. I miss them too. So, I can't really say one person, that I will miss, but I'd sure like to get back.
You're so great in the room, and you ask wonderful questions, and you seem to do it without worrying a lot about how it's perceived.
Unflinching.
Yeah. How did you develop that philosophy?
Well, I think that developed from me, frankly, me being not such a great reporter and not really being able to develop, to have that knack for developing sources and not having, but also not having to kind of, you know, play that trading game where you kind of, you give to get. And so I became very independent and really didn't have anything to lose. Like, you know, I don't need Ryan Poles to return my phone calls. You know, I don't need anybody to return my phone calls. If I did, I probably would be a little more self-conscious about asking some of the questions I do. But as I've grown up, I always was kind of a little embarrassed about, like, that I didn't have a lot of sources or broke a lot of stories. But as I got older and as the landscape changed, I found that it was actually for me an advantage because I was able to look at things very objectively. I think that's my strength. I've been able to look at things very clear-headed, with a very clear head, and ask questions and not worry about things like that. So I've tried to turn, I guess in effect, I've turned a weakness into a strength. I felt like I did that in the latter part of my career.
How important do you think it is for those type of questions to be asked in press conference settings?
Well, it's kind of tough in the press conference setting because now it's kind of become a little performative because everybody hears it and everybody comments on it. And I'm very self-conscious about that. It was very awkward because I felt like it was hard to do it without it being performative. But I do, to answer your question, Lawrence, and you know, you're a great interviewer yourself. You ask a lot of the good questions yourself. So I know you know what we're talking about here. I think you know it's very important to get those things out there and to kind of and just ask questions. To me, it's just asking questions that I think fans want to know. Like, for example, I mean, I knew that Ryan Poles wasn't going to give me a good answer when I asked him last year, did you talk to Jim Harbaugh? But I know fans, I mean, they literally told me they wanted that question asked at the press conference. And so sometimes that's the reason to do it, is because we're all representatives of the fans, and you want to give them, you know, it feels good, man. The best thing in this business is when someone tells you, you spoke for me. You know something, because back in the old days when not everybody in the world had a microphone pre-internet, that was a huge compliment in the business to say, you spoke for me, you said what I wanted to say and didn't have a chance to. And I think it's an opportunity to do that, to say what people want, you know, to ask questions people want to know about. But I'll be honest, if it comes across, but I'm always very nervous about that. I remember the Patrick Kane thing, I kind of messed that one up a little bit because I was just so nervous about it because you got that microphone. I'm not really good at that. I'm better one-on-one. And so I really had to kind of overcome a lot of my own fears to be able to do that. But I think it's very important that we ask questions to get answers that people will very easily just kind of skip over and just move on. You won't find answers to the questions like, what went wrong? How did you miss the Trubisky pick? That kind of thing. That question was never answered to this day.
No.
It's been asked by more people than me, and yet Ryan Pace never answered that question. But it's very important that those kind of questions are asked, whether they're going to be answered or not. That he's not going to answer the question, that's not the reason to not ask it. Let's put it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You need it on the record, whatever their answer or defense of that is. And if Patsy, if you, I would, I have always said this about you, that I think you very much represented the fans when you were in there asking questions. I think, and it's usually in an angry way, because usually the fans are angry about something when it comes to the Bears. There's usually something bad going on that they want an answer for. And you could count on a Monday morning, Potsy would be in there asking the question that the majority of the city wanted asked in there. And if there was nerves, it didn't show. Because one of my favorite things about Potsy Lawrence is, while he talks about not having to kind of play this game of like, well, I got to, you know, manage my relationship with these sources, he also never asked them anything that he never kind of snuck something in. He never wrote something or said something that I think he would have had a problem debating with that person. And when these debates would happen, when a player or coach would challenge him and react badly to what he asked,
he was ready.
Oh, he never backed down from that. He was always ready to go. Potsy, I don't want to have you come and go without getting to ask this, because I was telling these guys in the production meeting today that your basement is like a museum or a library of Chicago sports, from what I can tell. There's got to be so much cool stuff in there, and I wonder if you've had more time to go through that, and if you could tell us about these Jordans that you have, these original Jordans, and maybe any other things you think are really cool that you've been messing around with down in your basement.
Yeah, I have. It's a lot messier now, but I have had time to go through it. It's really interesting. One of the things I'm doing on my website, I kind of have three different sections, and one of them is called Blast from the Past. It's just on memorabilia, and it's not really about sports, it's kind of about things I've done, but also just, yeah, a lot of memorabilia that I have, because I love sports collecting. I've always done it for like over 50 years and stuff like that, so I have what I consider, it's cool to me, but yeah, and so I do have the Air Jordans. The story there is that it was 1985, and when I was a kid growing up, I grew up on the South Side, and I was like a Red Ball Jets and PF Flyers. People probably don't, those are really bad references because people don't know that, but those are like the most simple.
I'm sure my dad knows what those are.
Those are the most simple gym. I was always the most basic, simple gym shoe you can get, and so in 85, I was working in St. Louis, and we played basketball at St. Louis U at West Pine Gym every week, and I decided to get the Air Jordans came out. So I went up to Sport Mart, the one up here in Niles,
yeah,
and bought a pair of these for $60, and it was like the biggest purchase I ever made for any shoes. Well, because I wasn't used to them, when I put those shoes on, they were like ski boots. They're huge. Now, today, it's like nothing. It's probably like putting on Skechers or whatever, but to me it was, so I wore them like three times and never wore them again, but I didn't throw them out, and so now they're valuable because they were the first year. They're like the rookie Air Jordans, and they're kind of cool, so I got them in my, you know, on the shelf in right here in my office.
What do you think they're worth?
I don't know. It depends, because there's too much depends on the size, the condition, and things like that, but you know, more than a few $100, I think, you know, so not enough to retire on, let's put it that way. I got to put things in that reference now.
MarkPotash.net. If you want, I'm looking through it now. There's a great piece about the White Sox inside of here, too, from the Blast from the Past. We've been having a discussion, Potsy, over the last couple of days of how there seems to be some White Sox 2005 erasure that goes on nationally. It's almost like there are people that either don't remember or don't want to remember that they won the World Series in 05.
It's really uncanny. I guess the one that comes up that I keep seeing is all the ESPN incidents, but I think there's others where there's been graphics and things like that. It's like it never happened. And it's kind of interesting. I kind of touched on that in the story I wrote about that, about the White Sox. You know, when you compare it to all the other teams that have won championships in the last 40 years in Chicago, it's kind of the one that was random. That team came up out of nowhere. It was Ozzie's second year. You know, I think the number was there were only nine players on that team who were there even 2 years earlier, and there were only nine players on the team 3 years later. So it wasn't like one of those things where you had a core of guys that you grew up with, you know, like the 69 Cubs who never won, or the Bulls team, you know, two Bulls three-peats, whatever. And so it was a very random thing. But on the other hand, if you look at it, that's what the best thing about it. If you look at that season, that was a great championship season. I also did a chart, a list of the top. I rated like the top, ranked the top, the 12 championships. And I think I had them fifth or sixth. I can't remember. But the point is, that was a really great season. It wasn't one of those lucky, you know, rabbit's foot type seasons. It was a great team that was like that led the league in one-run games without an established closer, lost Frank Thomas and still won 99 games, had a great run in the playoffs. To me, it's a special team. If it were a Cub team, it would be a lot more popular than it is. So I think the point that I get about is for some reason nationally it's forgotten, but even locally it's not respected as much as it probably should be. Just because it was, like I said, kind of a random one-off type of situation, but memorable team.
Potsy, have you ever been to the website StockX?
No, I've
have
never
you heard,
heard
of, it?
Of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that. That's the only downside.
It's for
about
shoes.
The website.
Yeah, it's a shoe exchange, and I think you should go and price your shoes on StockX.
What number did you see that made you think that?
I think that he can make a lot more than a couple hundred.
Just say the number that you saw.
I want him to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Because he can speak to the state that they're in and all that stuff. But I can just tell you, I had a pair of Jordan 3 golf shoes, and I had given up the game, and I sold those for I think $500-$600. Jordan 3 golf shoes. I think for an original pair of Jordans, even though they have been worn.
Barely worn.
I think it's more money than you expect, Potsy. So StockX, okay? Like go to StockX and just see.
I'm going to go to JalenJohnson.com because Jalen.
Oh, this is another story. This is another story. Yeah, we made you talk to him about this. We badgered Potsy into talking to Jalen Johnson about this because Jalen Johnson has a collection of Jordans. And Potsy is always complaining, I'm not going to go try to talk to these guys about anything. I can't relate to these guys. They're young.
Potsy,
he's going to love seeing these shoes. He's going to love hearing about this. And finally, we pushed you over there to talk to him about it.
Yeah, so I'll go to Jalen. I'll see what the going rate is.
All right. Well, we wish you luck, but I definitely have someone do this for you if you're not comfortable doing it. But go put those shoes on StockX and see what you might get for them.
StockX, huh? Okay.
StockX.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. Potsy, this was great. And thank you. Let me just say thank you because you're literally the first guest that I booked here at The Score when I was an overnight producer working for Les. So I thank you for always being available for the old overnight show with Les Grobstein.
Thanks, Lawrence. I always say that's my career goal in retirement is to do the overnight show in honor of Les. So still trying to work on Grody a little bit to make that happen.
I think we can make that happen.
I feel like that can be done. There's got to be a way.
I know a guy.
That's my bucket list. That's on my bucket list is for Les because we're all of us certainly Mark and all of us we're all David and George, we're all big fans of Les, so it would be great to do it in his spirit. So that would be great. But I do remember those days; those were great. I love calling Les. I won a T-shirt on his show. I probably wasn't on this station, but I won a T-shirt on a contest on Les's show on the other station when I was just a caller. I love Les so much. It was just great.
I can promise you that we're going to make that overnight thing happen.
All right.
Lawrence negotiated it in his contract that Potsy has to host an overnight.
I can make something like that happen for sure. Potsy, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lawrence. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason. Good to talk to you guys.
See you, Potsy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.